So we have in today's readings, we have the call to come to the Lord and to enter by way of the narrow gate, the narrow gate. And that may not be quite as difficult as we might, as it might seem to appear. The difficulty is not so much that we're going to meet troubles outside of us as we attempt to live out the gospel of Jesus. That's not so much the difficulty. The difficulty is the way that we will get in the way of Jesus saving us. And it's a real simple thing to do. It's a very easy thing to do. The narrow gate is narrow because it can only be entered by those who are lowly. That's one of the reasons why so few enter, is they are so self-exalted and important that they don't even think that this would be the path to life. No one serious would take that path. It's so insignificant. Only the important people. In that narrative, for example, I, as a priest, am viewed as important. I'm the principal celebrant at the Eucharist. I have special status because I gave up marriage to become a Catholic priest. And in that sense, I'm privileged because I've sacrificed for the Lord, and now he's got to pay me back. I mean, that's the narrative. A lot of people think that about myself as a priest. And there's nothing further from the truth than what I've just said. That exalts me and, in a way, sets me up to be entitled before God. I've given up so much for you, now you've got to pay me back. You see, if I had that attitude, that would mean that I'm exalting myself before God because, hey, I gave up so much, you owe me. That's not what's happening here. At least that's not what's happening here with me. My vocation is the narrow gate. It's my reliance upon God to do the impossible in my life, which is get me into heaven. I can't do that by myself. I don't know about you, but when I come to the end of my life, I don't know how to get to the other shore. I don't have that power in myself. I don't have power to get to the other shore. There's nothing I can do this side of the grave that would allow me to stand at the shores of this world, which will end when I die, and entitle me to passageway to the shores of the other side. What am I going to do? What could I possibly do? Give up marriage? That entitles me? No, there's nothing that entitles me to that passageway. But see, that's what we do, isn't it? I mean, that's how we kind of view it. We think, well, I gave a little something in the collection basket, therefore now God owes me. No, he doesn't owe us anything. He doesn't owe us a thing. And that misses the narrow gate when I come with that attitude. Like, I'm doing God a favor by being here right now at this Mass. You're doing God a favor, as though God needs you to pay attention to him for him to feel, I don't know, he must be insecure. He needs people to pay attention to him or else he feels insecure. I mean, no, I mean, the ideas sometimes we get, and this isn't the path to life, this kind of exaltation. And this is why Jesus says, I don't know where you're from. I don't know where you're from because no one comes to me, Jesus, unless the Father draws him. And the Father lives in secret. Because he's so lowly. Oh yes, oh yes. He created this entire cosmos, is very powerful as a result of that, sure. But he doesn't wear his power in a kind of way of entitlement, the way we do when we do things for others or become powerful or wealthy, or we become socially plugged in by the car we drive or the goods we have or what have you. See, this is how we operate. But that's not God. See, he created this whole cosmos, and yet the Father is living in lowliness, and he rewards us in secret. He doesn't have his life plastered in lights at Times Square in New York City, flashing at us. He's not flashy at all. That's the devil. The devil's flashy. And he wants us and tries to seduce us into believing that for us to matter in life, we've got to be flashy. We've got to get our name out there. We've got to have impact. We've got to come on the scene and take it over so people pay attention to us. That's the exact opposite of the Father. That's why Jesus says, I don't know where you're from. You haven't come from the Father, because if you were coming to me from the Father, you would be incredibly lowly and low enough to get in the narrow gate. But clearly you're not. You're coming to me exalting yourself and saying, I've got this, this, and this that recommends me to you. Here's my resume. Let me in. That's not how it works. See, I don't need Jesus when I come presenting my resume. And let's be honest, I have quite a resume. I've got a PhD in theology. I've got all this education. I've got degrees. And I've labored and I've worked very hard for the Lord. Doesn't entitle me to one single thing. That has been his gift to me. He's asked me to labor. I said yes. But that doesn't entitle me. It's been my path to salvation. Now follow me here for a moment. I had as an example to you of how we can get very exalted in our lives. I had a professor when I was in seminary who was a very good professor. I have to say he was probably one of the better professors I had. He belonged to a religious community, and there were other members of his community that I studied with, some of whom lived with this professor. This professor, I was told by a friend of mine in his community, had not celebrated Mass in over 8 years. 8 years. He was so focused on being a theologian and advancing and writing articles and books and getting his name out there and having the impact and becoming famous as a theologian, that he neglected his priesthood and hadn't prayed Mass in over 8 years. Later, he became the president of the Theological Society, the Catholic Theological Society of America. Very prestigious. Oh my God, this guy was prestigious. He had all these accolades. But he neglected his call and vocation. Now, that translates as well to men and women who get married, for example. A father could be so busy at work that he never spends time with his children. That's like a priest who is ordained but never celebrates Mass because he's all about the profession of teaching and becoming famous in that world and getting articles out there and speeches, and he's in demand, and oh, when he comes on the scene, it's really significant. But he neglected his priesthood. And we can get mothers and fathers who neglect their children by going to work so much that these kids, sure, you're giving them some created goods, but that never takes the place of a mother's smile or a father's concern. How was your day? This is what we're talking about. Can I be lowly enough when I come home not to be in pursuit of the next big deal on the horizon? To look at this little boy or this little girl in my household and say, how was school today? What's going on in your life? Can I be lowly enough to pay attention to this little world that's in front of me and its seeming insignificance compared to these important things that I'm about in that world out there? You see what I'm talking about? We miss the narrow gate. We miss it. And this is the kind of thing, this is what Jesus is talking about. And that's why he says, depart from me. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you're coming from, but it's not coming from my Father who sends lowly ones my way. And at that time, there will be wailing and grinding of teeth, because if I come before Jesus feeling entitled because I got my resume and I'm surprised that I don't get in, it's because I've missed the narrow gate. What matters in life? What matters in life? What really matters in life? Well, what matters to me is my call to be a priest, a Franciscan. That matters to me. It matters more than having been, I was a theologian. I got advanced degrees. I taught students for years. But that wouldn't lead me to neglect them in the confessional or neglect my preparations for my homilies, my teaching from the pulpit, my celebration of Mass, my daily prayer before Jesus, so that I could be in the library studying all the time, and my profession as a teacher taking over. I'm now a retired teacher, but that doesn't mean I don't have a life, because my life and vocation is to be a Catholic priest and a Franciscan. I've retired from teaching. That's my profession. That was my job. I worked hard at that. Many of you here have a vocation as a parent, a mother, a father, a wife, a husband. You'll retire from your job at some point. Where will your children be in 10 years? Where will they be? Will they still be going to church? Where will they be in 100 years? You ever want to ask, I hope they're in heaven? Has that thought occurred to you? Are you going to be in heaven with them? See, there's the narrow gate. The call of Jesus today is for us to learn to prioritize what's important in our lives. A lot of times we get out of kilter. It's possible. Even as Catholic priests, as I mentioned, it's possible. Any one of us can get out of kilter and get hijacked from what is most important in our lives. So, brothers and sisters, today we need to refocus. We need to refocus. And you know what? If you need help refocusing, seek it out. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. There are many things, even here at St. Andrew's, that we offer to try to help people. If you need to, you know, it doesn't just happen. We drift without giving it purposeful focus. We got to focus. What do you need to do? That's the question Jesus is asking you today. What do you need to do to refocus if you have become hijacked from what is most important in your life? What do you need to do to recover that? Because we're talking about entering into life. And Jesus is all about helping us get there. That's why he's the Savior. And he's helping us do the impossible. So that when we come to the shores at the end of this life, yes, we will have entered the narrow gate and he will carry us to the shores of the other side. Because the Father will have sent us in lowliness and in love.